You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
BFM. It's 22 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning on the BFM Breakfast Show. That was Hex. And here's Hex now. Hi, Hex.
Morena.
Hi. We're Hex.
Hi, Gigi. Hi, Kiki. Gigi and Kiki Van Newton join us in the studio from Hex.
Newtown. We're actually from Wellington. So it's like the Wellington version of the Auckland suburb.
From Wellington or Wellingtown?
Wellingtown.
Right, yeah.
That is so salty. That is like,
We've got a good mutual abrasiveness going on. That's good. And welcome to BFM.
Thank you for welcoming us to the thing. It's so early on a Friday.
I love it up here.
Yeah,
we get up on the Monday and we stay awake till now.
Do you?
So we're pretty tired now. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's brick. We have to, you know, with sponsors and things. Hey, so all I know about Hex is what I knew up until you walked up the music, and then when you walked in the room. So tell us a wee bit about Hex. Tell us a wee bit about this Wellington or whatever it is.
So Wellington's like the capital of this fair nation, and it's about about 8 or 9 hours drive south.
Yeah,
yeah. You just get to the bottom of this island,
and the people.
It's quite okay. Let's
tell about your band. Tell about your band.
You can Wikipedia.
Tell about you guys.
Okay, so Hex, we it's sort of our project day. It's our baby project. It's our third. Yep. No, it's our firstborn child. That sort of is like making it higher in the hierarchy than the actual children. Anyway, it's our firstborn, and it's what are we doing in it? We're just sort of like, worshipping whatever the fuck we want. And are you allowed to swear on here? No.
Well, it appears so.
Then,
yeah.
Oh gosh, I wasn't briefed on that. And then
let me remind you, it is school holidays though.
Oh gosh.
So if you want to turn every child in this country into a sailor mouthed.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Well, the thing is that language is fluid, right? And it's like, you know, we could get into a real hard out semiotic conversation.
I should have just said yes, you can.
We're basically just playing rock and roll.
But just rock and roll.
Well,
but coming from Sabbath-y. Where? Where does it come from?
It comes from like Sabbath.
And look at you. You've got.
You've got actual things.
You've got a drum key around your neck. That's not. It doesn't just come from rock and roll. That's
so Greta's like it comes from actual influences.
Butt plug.
Whoa.
Satan's butt plug would be a triple ripple, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't just be a standard old straight in there.
Not a standard old drum key.
Oh gosh.
Would it be a drum key?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh gosh.
And a bit of Satan in the music is there. You'd like to think.
It's more like if Satan was a really amazing woman, which possibly Satan is.
A goddess.
Satan would be lacking if Satan wasn't, you know?
Yeah. Good call. We've made some, like, quite groundbreaking sort of, like decisions here today, I feel.
You'll find this time of the morning is really good for just...
clarity.
Thinking you've got a lot of clarity, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would say that Hex mainly just comes from a lot of anger.
What sort of things wound you guys up musically? To start off with,
we like
and is it that what is that how you came together?
Oh yeah, no, we got together and then we had been and then like this weird thing happened with this like couch surfer or like person just like turning up at our house and drinking all our coffee.
Satan.
Yeah, no, it was actually a computer programmer, and then they came to our house.
See,
and just
course,
like
Satan would be lacking if Satan was not a computer programmer as well. Just carrying on the conversation from before. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. And then they did that thing where they drank all of our actual nice coffee, and we were all like broke students, but we were like, oh, but we're like, you know, trying to be sophisticated because we're from Wellington. Yep. And just like supporting the local cafe culture. And so buying like these really good beans, and then they replaced it with like Chivo or, you know, that brick, the like $2.50 brick that you could get.
They probably won it somewhere.
Yeah. And then that was the first song that me and Greta ever wrote together. Yeah, that was like a decade ago, and we've just been writing music together ever since.
Just spewing hatred at the person that did that.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's so good. That's so good. I hope you're here. I hope you're listening. By the way.
Oh gosh.
Still in IT, are you?
Oh gosh. Yeah, you actually owe us a bag of people's coffee if you're listening.
That's maybe two bags. I don't mean to put you in a pigeonhole, but that is a very Wellington attitude right there. Ten. How long ago was this?
Are you saying Wellingtonians hold grudges?
About coffee? Yes. Yeah. I'd say about sort of good people's coffee, as you say. Yes.
Well, you
do. Look at your face.
Well,
you do.
It's
still there.
Perhaps.
You wrote a song about it.
You have so much stuff going for you up here. You've got like these big leaves on the trees and like weather, and you can actually swim and not get hypothermia. And so we have to like...
Peter Jackson...
He doesn't even live in Wellington.
Yeah, but so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fine. So we've got Peter Jackson and coffee.
And the beehive.
Let's do that. And the beehive. We've got great architecture.
Anyway, so but, and you hold grudges, and that's good because it makes good for good angry music, obviously.
Well, the thing about holding the thing about holding a grudge is that it's like sometimes it turns out to be very useful information because now, for instance, in that case, I can be like, when if that person ever comes around, I can be like, would you like a cup of tea? And I'm not going to offer up the coffee. So this is it's good.
And if anybody else comes around who does offer coffee, they know that the to bring the real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah, don't bring any of your shitty old doorstop carry on.
Yeah.
Freeze dried.
Although I do it, I'm quite partial to a Makona, to
be honest. You've changed, haven't you?
Well, it's, yeah, I have. It's out of necessity. Just, or desperation.
I'm trying to think of whether more fits into Hex. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hex.
You guys do what sort of stuff are you doing? What you're doing some gigs? You're doing you're releasing some music.
We're
going to play some brand new music.
We're playing a show in Auckland tomorrow night at King's Arms.
That's very handy.
Isn't that convenient?
Yes.
Yes.
Will you be playing your new song there as well?
We will be playing our new song.
Double
there.
Boomer.
Whoa.
Yes.
And we're doing an album release on Valentine's Day in Wellington because we're releasing an album.
How long have you been working on the album for?
Like a couple of years.
Couple of years now.
When you first hexed together, did you think there was an album in it?
Yes.
Straight from the get go.
Yeah.
Cool. And so here it is, and now here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun to do. Fun to make.
It was so fun. I would just do that all the time if I could just make albums.
And just you guys or.
And we worked with Jason Erskine, who is now in the band. We do that thing where we like work with people and then we just absorb them into our band. So we did that.
Cool.
But I don't think he should get some credit, but I think we should get the most of the credit.
Well, you guys turned up this morning, so it's pretty much your band. Yeah. It's your band. So yeah.
It is. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And like where to after that? That's a big deal, though, releasing an album. That's a lot of hard work and sweat and thought and grudges.
I know.
Amongst other things.
It's been like a two-year-long therapy session.
I know. And then it's gonna be out. And then what do you talk about?
I don't know. Maybe we just retire.
Retire.
Maybe we get into IT.
Yeah, I've done that. You're recording the album. I'll walk out and retire. Woo!
I don't know. So we're releasing the album, and then we're off to the States. And we're
Shut
going
up!
To
just
stuff.
Like that. You just forgot. You didn't mention that before, and I asked what happened. What else is
just
happening?
Just happened. Yeah. No planning required. We're going to South by Southwest. It's been
a
monumental task.
They actually
get
one of these. I'll check on one of these for that.
Yeah.
And that's part of the Boosted campaign. Well, how's that work? How's the Boosted thing work?
So that's like a quirky little
grant
fundraising.
Sort of thing?
Not a grant. Well, unless you want to be our benefactor, but
I don't know if me as a benefactor, you're going to feel very benefactors.
That's what everyone says when I ask them to be our benefactor.
Stop hanging out with poor people.
I know. It's like stop hanging out with musicians who don't have any money. So the problem, there is no problem. So the Booster campaign is like a fundraising thing, like an arts platform fundraising thing, and you can like check it out on our Facebook page and stuff. But the problem is that going to the States is like
for
such
people
going
to go to your Facebook page, just make sure they spell the name of the band right. That's
XEXMMMM. No, that's not how you spell it. It's just
can they see people on the wrong track then?
Facebook.com/ whatever Witches of the Hex.
Witches of the Hex.
Yeah, that's how you'd find us. But yeah, going to the States, it's just like a logistical thing.
Been before?
Oh, we just went as tourists, years ago. Like,
Sounded
just after that coffee song.
Really?
Like, maybe 18 months
We just had
post-
to get out of the country for a wee bit.
Yeah, we had to leave the country.
You didn't kill the guy, did you?
No. Not, maybe spiritually. I don't know. Hopefully not.
No, yeah. Witches of the Hex. Yeah, that's a Facebook page just to...
Can you just say it one more time?
I was just thinking about the person there, just wondering if you'd done a voodoo doll or something that going over there. Perhaps. Anyway, but so you went so you're going over there to South by Southwest. That's really awesome. That's massive. That's international. That's global. That's a lot of eyes on the band. That's really, really cool.
And we've got some really great shows lined up there.
If you've got great songs and great shows, then anyone that misses them is a sucker.
And great personalities, I think you missed that out.
I was going to say, what great personalities?
Why, thank you.
And then that's anyone that misses, it's an idiot. Is that right?
Well, I feel like...
I hope there's none of those idiots listening. I hope they're all going to be there tomorrow night.
Way of saying it. I mean, I would encourage people to come and see us play.
Tomorrow night, they can come see you play with the Echo O's and Blood Bags.
And Blazing Shade.
But who? Sorry, who?
A recent addition, Blazing Shade.
So it's more for your money there, and the money's not very much at all. It's only $10. $15 on the door, $10 if you buy a ticket from undertheradar.co.nz. That's at the King's Arms.
Yes.
Get one at the King's Arms before it closes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all the very best to you, Hex. Would you like to introduce your brand new song? Thank you so much, Gigi and Kiki, for coming in.
Thank you for having us. This is our new song. It's called Sight Beyond the Line. It's just like, it's the most brutal song on the album, eh?
Yeah.
And it's the first one. So if you, don't maybe just get out a wee hanky. That's like a okay.
Uh-huh. It sounded like a wee hanky is
gosh
to a poo hanky.
Oh gosh. Okay, let's...
What about just we'll just hand around some serviettes?
Can we just move on?
Yeah.
A box of tissues. Can we just move on?
Okay, this is the new Hex single, Sight Beyond the Line. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mikey.
We wear
That's the brand new track by Hex called Sight Beyond the Line, and you can pre-order that from Flying Out. You pre-order it now.
I think you can pre-order it now.
All right, so the upcoming album is called The Hill Temple. That's going to be out on Valentine's Day, so that's what a lovely thought.
Mm. Pre-order it, Flying Out.
By someone special, by someone special, a Hex.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.